Hello, friend, it's me. I got a lot to say in this art story because there's a lot going on. It's taken a long time to get here. But like I said, time and time again, something big is happening. I didn't know what. I didn't know when or who was involved. But now, I'm starting to see evidence that my deep knowings were right all along. I just didn't realize it was going to be as big as it is. And I have to be honest, it is a bit overwhelming, isn't it? It's both gut-wrenching to watch, yet exciting to see all the pieces falling together behind the scenes. And now I see why I had to do the work to become a real-life love machine. It's really the only way to be able to fulfill my mission to be part of the plan. And I confess, it's been very hard for me to persevere through this quest. I had to kill a lot of parts of me that I was used to being. Parts of my monster that were so self-destructing. And on the surface, that might have seemed unnecessary. For some, they love the monster they become. But I knew being a monster was killing me. And so, the question must be, who will win the war of art? Him or me? And as I've awakened to the truth within, I was able to see the layers in me, and that's how I was able to do the work that was necessary to kill the parts of me that were killing me. So yes, it takes patience, it takes heart, it takes love, for love kills judgment, and judgments cause blind spots in our ability to rise above. So thus, dying is hard, so is being a monster. So I'm happy I did the work. I'm happy with who I've become. But my work is not done. I'm still preparing for what's to come. And nothing can stop what's coming. So until then, I stay vigilant in my practice. I watch. I listen. I take carefully taken notes. And I wait for the truth to come out. And as it does, we'll see a tidal wave of grief crash into the infrastructures of society, and the people will panic. They'll be afraid. They'll want to disintegrate. It's hard to get the people to see above the pain, especially when they love the pain. That's the monster in you making you feel that way. And so I know from my own personal experience of going within, is that it's really hard to see the kingdom of heaven. Buried on top of the lies and the false beliefs you've been brainwashed to believe. The lies that make you think you have to try really hard to be great. It's hard to believe that you're already great. That you are God. And the reason we don't really know our true potential is all because we've been lied to about who we really are. The history of humanity has been made up. Fake stories designed to suppress our minds and break our hearts. The biggest liars of all are the mainstream media feeds and the cabal who controls them. This is what we call cognitive dissonance. It starts with kids. We were all kids once. We were all raised to watch their TV shows and movies designed to imprint in us fear and insecurities. They wanted us to be afraid. They wanted us to believe that violence and sex crimes and drugs was okay. And let's not forget about video games and how they make kids do crazy things. This is why so many of us end up creating lives similar to their lives. Maybe it's not obvious at first, but ask yourself, do you love yourself? It's hard to love when you have fear running through your blood. So the reality is, most of us think we like not feeling loved. We think we know what love is, but we don't. Not to its full extent. Let's not forget about the fake news, which they make you think is true, when really it's the furthest thing from the truth. So really, nothing is what it seems. And guess what? No one seems to realize how their lies and hidden crimes are affecting your mind's eye, which then causes cellular miscommunication. That's why you get sick. That's why you can't connect to your spirit. So it's very obvious to me, the media doesn't want you to feel good. Because if you did, then you wouldn't need all the things that keep you searching for inner peace. If you knew the truth, you wouldn't need to buy things that make you feel good. You would just feel good. Then you wouldn't be contributing to their fake economy. And then you wouldn't need to fight for equality. Then you wouldn't need to go to war, and people wouldn't be poor, and the people wouldn't feel the need to do evil deeds, so law enforcement wouldn't need to be forced. Police wouldn't need to carry guns, because we are all operating from a place of love. So as you can see, it's really our low-frequency behaviors, influenced by them, that keep the global problem going. So let's face the facts. We are their stories. We are the bad news. And we keep ourselves victims every time we turn on the tube. And that's how they survive. They feed off our low vibes, sucking the life force out of lost souls who have lost themselves to mind control. But guess what? They don't want me to talk about this stuff. Why? Because I expose them to those who don't know what's up. And exposure causes them to lose control. But the good news is they are losing control. Whether you know it or not, this is the fall of the cabal. The fall of the Illuminati. The deep state. The satanic secret societies. They are the media. They've been controlling everything. Welcome to the Matrix, my friend. Their movies are true. That's the illusion they feed you. So wake up. We are in a critical time in the history of being human. The history of the world. Some see it. Some don't. Ignorance can be bliss, can't it? But the reality is, the veil between dark and light is being lifted via awakening the human spirit. And guess what? Humans are more powerful than these reptiles without spirit. Sure, they might look scary. They might try to intimidate you with fear and Mr. Smith techniques. But we have hearts that can love. And this is what they are afraid of. Why? Because love kills them. That's why they try to kill our children. Children love to play and have fun. They try to steal their innocence so they grow up and fall into their systems. We can no longer pretend this isn't a real problem. It's no longer the invisible hand. It's no longer conspiracy theories. Now we know whose hand it is. Now we are awakened. So good luck, governments. Your days are numbered. Bye-bye, Hollywood and fake news feeds. May you suffer in hell for eternity. And humans, turn off the damn screens and raise your frequency. This is not a suggestion. Peace. Thank you for listening to this episode of Art Stories by artist Sarah Long. Go to artistsarahlong.com for more art stories.